Hello, beautiful soul. My name is James Zander. Before we begin this episode, I invite you to download my free Mushroom Trip Checklist. This is a free PDF guide that dives into everything you need to know for your next psychedelic trip. What to do before your trip, during your trip, and after your psychedelic journey. Head over to mushroomchecklist.com to download it for free or use the link in the show notes. And now, enjoy this episode. Here are seven spiritual keys that unlock the power, the beauty, and the magic of magic mushrooms. Number one is intention. Intention is perhaps the most important of the seven keys. The intention that you bring to your trip is paramount. Your intentions can be specific or general. For general intentions, I recommend something like, I am a student of the universe. I've come here to learn. Show me what I most need to know. Tell me the next step on the path of my evolution. Tell me what I most need to focus on in life. These are great general intentions that will set the course of your trip to bring you answers and insights around your purpose, around your life, and bring you more clarity. You can also bring specific intentions. So if there's something that you really want to work on, whether it's a relationship with someone, a trauma that's unhealed, blocks around money or abundance, you can choose a specific area and meditate on that before the trip. Set the intention that you want to work on that, and you'll see the mushrooms will bring insights and clarity around that topic for you. Number two is awareness. Being as aware as you can be of everything that is going on in the trip, within your energy, and within your consciousness. The more awareness and mindfulness you can bring to the trip, the more you're going to perceive and the more you're going to get out of it. What the mushrooms are super good at is bringing you to a new level of awareness around your life. It's like they take you outside of the box of your day-to-day reality, and you get to see your life from a zoomed-out perspective. And in that zoomed-out perspective, you get new levels of clarity and new levels of awareness on what you should be doing in life, what you should be focusing on, what you shouldn't be focusing on. So really taking time during the trip to tune into your gut, tune into your intuition, tune into your emotions, and understand, what are the mushrooms trying to show me about my life? What am I not seeing in my day-to-day reality that I could potentially see on the trip? This will really help you understand what's blocking you in life, where you need more movement, where you need to apply more energy, where you need to apply more focus, and what are the things that are maybe keeping you stuck. And then the best part is if you can bring that higher level of awareness to your day-to-day reality. So whatever clarity you get during the trip, if you can maintain that clarity and act from that new state when you come back down to earth, that'll really help you integrate the mushroom trip. Number three is surrender. This is so crucial. On a deep trip, you might experience a lot of difficulty, a lot of grieving, sadness might come up, regret. Sitting with those emotions and understanding them and giving love to them and feeling compassion for yourself, for others, for anything that comes up during the trip, there is a level of surrender that is required, a level of trust, and a level of letting go. Really letting the trip take you where it wants to, even when you feel uncomfortable, even when you feel like it's too much, trusting that everything is working out for your divine good and surrendering to what the mushrooms want to show you. It's in the most difficult moments of the trip, the moments of grief or the moments of anger or the moments of darkness, that you really need to tap into your heart, tap into your faith, tap into your trust, and allow yourself to surrender to what's coming up. Feel it, see it, don't look away from it. This is the time to really bring that awareness and the intentionality of your trip, and then surrender to the flow of what the mushrooms are trying to show you. Number four is gratitude. On every single trip, one of the common themes is to be grateful. To be grateful for every single thing that has happened in my life, the good and the bad, the light and the shadow. I am constantly reminded of all the things in my life that are such blessings and such gifts that I've not been grateful for. And so the mushrooms always fill me with a sense of beauty, a sense of gratitude, a sense of love, And I invite you to tap into that frequency of gratitude during the trip. Look for the beauty and the blessings in the trip, in your life, both in the painful and the beautiful moments. If you can tap into that sweetness of gratitude, that's really going to make your trip that much more flowing, that much more smooth. And with gratitude, you're gonna add a sweetness to the trip that is really going to be beautiful. Number five is love. Love for others, love for yourself, love for all the beautiful relationships in your life. This is such a common theme for me in my trip, is tapping into that love and all the people in my life that have helped me, all the beautiful souls that have come into my life, and also love for myself, compassion for myself, love for my flaws, love for my triumphs, love for my failures, tapping into love. This is probably the greatest key of all the seven keys. It's the fabric of the universe, seems to be made out of love. And what the mushrooms constantly teach me in every trip is to align myself with love, realign myself to love, and keep tapping into love. Even in the darkest moments, find that flicker of love in your life. Number six, forgiveness. This is so crucial. It really ties into love as well. If you cannot really love yourself if you don't fully forgive yourself. And you cannot really love others if you don't fully let go of all the resentments and forgive everyone who you think you need to forgive. Forgiveness is such a beautiful quality because it sets you free. Forgiveness is not for others, it's for yourself. It's to set yourself free, unblock energy, and feel the freedom that comes with that unblocked love. So forgiveness and love go hand in hand. If you can tap into love, you're going to tap into forgiveness. But sometimes the forgiveness feels heavier, and that's where I recommend really diving into it, not looking away from that, not shying away from that darkness, but to really feel the heaviness of anything that you need to forgive, and then fully dive into the love of that, dive into the forgiveness of that, and feel the freedom that comes with the letting go. Sometimes this is very difficult, so you can ask the mushrooms for help with that. You can pray to the mushrooms. Say to the mushrooms, I'm having a difficult time with this person. I'm having a difficult time with this event that happened. I'm feeling a lot of regret around this. Help me forgive myself. Help me forgive another. Help me forgive life itself, if that's the relationship that needs to be mended. Rebuild the trust with life through love and through forgiveness. Number seven, reflection and integration. This is, of course, extremely crucial. After a trip, you want to take as much time as needed to reflect on the trip and to integrate as much of it as you can into your day-to-day life. Whatever the mushrooms have shown you, take action on it from that new state, from that new frequency, from the new vibration and energy that you attained in the trip. Use that state to make new decisions in your life. By taking action, you solidify your new state. So integration is about reflecting on the trip, reflecting on the lessons you learned, and then also taking new actions, new decisions that align with your higher self, that align with your most in love state, that align with your state of forgiveness, that align with your intentionality. Right after a trip, what I recommend is taking as much notes as you can on what you learned and what you discovered about yourself, and then make a list of actions, a list of ideas, a list of things you can start doing that will move you closer in the direction of your higher self, your highest, truest, most authentic version, the version of yourself that you connected with in the trip, your purest, most in love self. If any actions or ideas came through on the trip, write it down and take action as soon as possible while that state is fresh, and this will solidify the energy of that new state in your life. So I hope this helped you with your trips. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. And if you need one-on-one guidance or support with your trips, with your psychedelic journeys, feel free to reach out to me at jameszander.com. You can also subscribe to my newsletter at jameszander.com. That's where I have some free resources for you. I also recommend checking out my mushroom trip checklist. It's a guide on what to do before, during, and after a trip. You can check that out by visiting mushroomchecklist.com. Thank you for listening, thank you for watching, and I'll see you in the next episode. This episode is sponsored by magicmush.ca. If you're looking for an online dispensary for magic mushrooms, mushroom chocolate, and other high-quality psychedelic products, head over to magicmush.ca and use the promo code James to get 25% off. Thank you for listening and have a beautiful trip. Hello, beautiful soul. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you learned something today, and I hope this episode helped you in your psychedelic and spiritual journey. If you enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy my other podcast, The James Zander Trip, where every week I bring a fascinating guest onto the podcast to dive into psychedelics, mindset, and spirituality. Search for The James Zander Trip on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts, or visit jameszandertrip.com. I recommend listening to the first episode, where I dive into ayahuasca with my friend Jacob and his wild experiences on psychedelics. And if you want to stay connected with me, join my free newsletter at jameszandertrip.com. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. If you enjoyed this episode, you might enjoy my brand new audio course, Unlock God Mode. Unlock God Mode is a 4-week experience where every day you'll get a 15-minute audio lesson that gives you frameworks, tools, and perspectives to upgrade your relationship with life. In the same way that mushrooms give you insights that help you up-level in the video game of life, I designed this course to do the same thing for you. I've compiled every lesson that I learned through psychedelics, through meditation, through my spiritual work, through life. I've put my best tools in this course so that no matter who you are, if you choose to go on this adventure with me, you're going to learn some amazing frameworks. You're going to learn to see life with new eyes. You will improve your relationship with life. And by extension, your life will improve. If you're interested in more details, go to jameszander.com/godmode or use the link in the show notes. Use the promo code SHROOMS for a special discount. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I deeply appreciate you. Feel free to reach out to me through my newsletter. Go to jameszander.com to sign up. I'd love to connect.